We're off to the show this morning here on Saturday Breakfast.
That's creepy. What it sounds. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit kind of it horror movie.
Yeah.
Clown killer.
No, nothing creepy about agricultural shows, regional shows, local fairs. We've been asking for your memories this morning. Is it the hot cinnamon donuts?
Yum.
The show bags, big draw card, or the fireworks. They always end with fireworks and often there's sort of nothing special.
It's not as good as you're hoping for generally,
but still such a thrill regardless,
My vibe on fireworks is great for the first minute and then it's just the same thing for the next 10.
Oh, I don't know. I find them lovely.
Do you? Okay.
Quite sort of romantic and sweet. A very nostalgic morning here on Saturday Breakfast today. Chris Parry is a travel writer and a big agricultural show enthusiast and joins us in the studio this morning. Hello, Chris.
G'day, Charlotte. G'day, Jamie. How are you going?
Good.
Very, very well. You're off to the Narrogin show this weekend.
I'm off to the Narrogin Agricultural Show.
Narrogin Agricultural Show. Is it a yearly thing for you? Do you go often?
Yeah, I would call it a rite of passage now.
Yeah.
For my children. I grew up in Narrogin and now it's a good opportunity once a year to at least go back and show them a bit of the town and also experience the show.
It is a nice opportunity to get out of the city, isn't it, and go and explore some other parts of WA that maybe you otherwise wouldn't go to.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think the opportunity for a show is that it's a broader travel experience. It becomes a day trip or a weekender, sometimes to a town that you don't know much about or a road that is less travelled than you would normally experience. So this is a road well travelled for me today. So much so that I'm a bit of a tour leader for a convoy of cars with every other one of Tom's mates that seem to be following us down.
You got your little red flag that you carry around to make sure people don't get lost.
Yeah, a little rose on a stick.
You were saying earlier, Charlotte, 114 years of the Narrogin Agricultural Show.
Yes.
Now, I'm not suggesting, Chris, that you've been to every one of those, maybe a quarter of them, but has it changed much since you've been going?
Yeah, it has changed a bit. I've got two words for you, mills and wares.
Okay, please explain.
Yeah, please explain. Look, at least up until the late 70s, Mills and Wares was the most exciting thing about being a kid and getting a show bag. Mills
right.
and Wares, the biscuit makers.
Mm.
So you'll get all these sort of off-cut sample-y biscuits filled, but it wasn't in a plastic bag like you get today. When the kids go up to the van and there's the show bag display pinned to the back which shows what you're going to get, you could get this leatherette cardboard luggage case with little metal catches on the side and it was filled with biscuits.
Oh.
And every kindy kid in year one, maybe up to about year two, would get that and take it to school, take it to kindy. It was filled with biscuits, but it was this little briefcase luggage.
A briefcase of biscuits.
It was just fantastic.
How sweet is that?
That's my kind of briefcase.
Yeah, exactly. I'm off to the office.
That was the Narrogin show for me. And I guess the other thing which was really special about those days was the birdie beetle bag.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You get a birdie beetle anywhere. But in those days, it was just a show chocolate. You could only get them once a year. A birdie beetle, those little rice crispy bits of chocolate.
They've really stood the test of time, haven't they?
They have.
Show bags are a great memory. And I reckon as a kid, your show bag choice can say a lot about you.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Don't you think? Because you either go for the one that's full of stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, food-wise, treats, or you kind of go for the experience show bags,
right.
You know, with the games or the cards and the merch.
Things,
yeah. And I reckon it does sort of say a bit about your personality,
it
don't you?
It also shows your show bag smarts. I made the mistake of getting the Schweppes bag too early in the day. So walking around the show with 8 cans of soft drink.
No, big mistake.
Just doesn't work.
Big mistake.
Gee whiz, early player in the game there. There was a show bag I always coveted but was never allowed to get, too expensive.
Yep.
Thanks, Mum and Dad.
Mm.
The Magic, there was a Magic Eye show bag.
Oh,
but it was up there on, I know, it sounds.
Is that
bit,
the one with the pretend poo and the
all that stuff.
Chewing gum?
Yeah.
And then
whoopee cushion.
I got it one year, so after years of asking, I think it might have been about 5 years, I finally got it, but was probably a little bit too old for it, but still wanted it. Because I just asked for it so many times.
I was speaking.
You were 27.
With Mitchell, who's going to be at the Narrogin show today, managing some of the side shows, and he was saying that when I was a boy, and he was still quite an older man, sorry, Mitchell, his job was to stuff the Phantom comics into the bags, so his hands would be black with the ink.
Right.
All the show bags used to come with a phantom comic that the adventure never, ever finished. You'd spend the next 10 years trying to find a conclusion to that story.
The other side of this is what these shows mean for that community and that region as well. What do they get out of it, do you think, Chris?
Well, I think certainly volunteerism is still a great demonstration of how strong a show can be. These shows, you know, aren't put together by people who are paid. It relies on the service clubs, your Apex Lions, Rotary, the CWA. And if we didn't have service clubs like that, we wouldn't have regional shows, and we certainly wouldn't have the opportunity to have mock chicken sandwiches in the CWA tent.
Oh gosh, so many good foods on option. Shows have changed a little bit over the years, and I should note that the show in Narrogin, the agricultural show in Narrogin this weekend, it's actually the Live Lighter Narrogin Agricultural Show. It's sponsored by Healthway. And I was speaking to the organiser this week, and she was saying there's been a real health push with shows. It's not all fairy floss and toffee apples and Dagwood dogs.
Oh,
there's
so
a lot
though.
Of stalls this year. They're so good. There's a lot of stalls this year that are sort of pushing the healthy option. Have you seen shows evolve over the years to sort of cater for a broader audience?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the idea of the show is it's an opportunity to show off your area, you know, to show off the local services, for everybody to get together, have a bit of a celebration.
Mm.
But it is also a time to reflect on, I guess, what's important in regional areas, and certainly things like health and wellbeing and mental health are taking a greater sort of stage.
Yeah.
And I guess, Narrogin Agricultural Show has sort of recognised that, sort of acknowledging that a lot of people are struggling in regional areas and highlighting mental health and wellbeing is an important aspect of what that community is trying to find solutions for.
Chris, stay with us. We've been asking people about their memories over the years of these agricultural shows all around the state, in different suburbs of the city as well. Terry's given us a call on 1300 222 720. G'day, Terry.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Charlotte. Morning to all your listeners.
Hello, Terry. What's going on out your way today?
Well, I'm actually in Perth today, but I've got fantastic memories of the Cogenup Agricultural Show, which I understand is also on today.
Ah, it is the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Eston's might be on as well, but my memories of Cogenup go right back to the late 50s when my dad used to show cattle there, and the highlight for me in those days was when my sister was actually on the front cover of the magazine for the show. That was pretty big back in those days.
You know you've made it when you're on the front cover of the show mag.
And then two other quick things. Taking my kids there for many years and to the fantastic Rotary merry-go-round, which was the only one they knew about in those days till they eventually found out there was a much bigger show in Perth. But they love that cosy show. And finally, I got to open the Lost Dad's Tent. Do you know about the Lost Dad's Tent?
No.
The Lost Dad Tent?
Terry, are you going to say that that's a beer tent?
That's dead right, the bar. Got to open a new bar down there, and they call it the Lost Dad's Tent. So if you lose Dad, you know where to find him. But look, seriously, the Coaching Up Show, the Narrogin Show, which I used to go to as well, they're great events, and a hell of a lot of work goes in behind them, and great community events. And I'm sure there's heaps of your listeners got great memories that I certainly have. And I would be down the Cogenup Show today, except I've got to pick up my daughter coming back from Melbourne.
Yeah, right. Hey, Terry, what did it mean and how competitive did it get with your old man when he was showing cattle at the Cogenup Show?
Yeah, look, I think it was pretty competitive. I guess for my dad, it was about putting his stud cattle on display back in those days, along with lots of other people with their different animals and produce, and that still goes on today. Of course, the equestrian's always very big. Cogenup has always been very strong in the equestrian area, and lots of young kids with pony club, it's their big day competing at the shows. But I think it's the tossing of the sheaf used to be a big thing. I don't think it happens anymore, but that always used to be, and that did occur in front of the bar and was always good around 5 o'clock when the local boys got out there and tossed the sheaf over the bar. But these days I think the shows have sort of they've changed as time's gone on with modern times. And you talk about the fireworks display. Well, I know at Cogenup they have a fantastic fireworks display, which we never saw that back in the 50s. But, I hope the show goes well today, and good luck to them all down there and all the other shows. And I know Narrogin, having gone to the Narrogin show for about the last 15 or 16 years, they also put on a great show there.
Terry, thank you so much for your call and your memories this morning. 1300 222 720 if you want to share yours with us. Greg has sent us a text saying, good morning. I may be wrong, but unlike living in the city, regional shows were the only time and place in the year that fairy floss was present in Manjimup. Thank you for your text, Greg. My father-in-law goes with a convoy of people every year to Dowran Field Days. They get on a bus. I'm sure they have a bit of a drink on the way.
A little esky.
Probably.
Big esky.
Knowing them. And there's a competition within this group of Perth gentlemen of who can make the best purchase of the day. So, for example, one year, Tractor is his nickname. It's well-themed for
good morning,
the discussion
Tractor.
Today. G'day, yeah. Tractor. One day Tractor came home with not one but two outdoor brooms because he'd managed to get some bargain, two for the price of one, you know. And I think he won the competition that year for kind of the most ridiculous purchase of the show. But they have a lot of fun. Chris, there is a lot in it for city folk.
There's something in it for all folk, but certainly city folk. I think the thing I also love about it is that you can lose your kids and you're not scared.
Yeah.
Like your kid can run off inside Show Alley and you don't need to immediately call the police. You know, it's small enough that little legs can get around in a day as well without covering the kilometres of the royal show that are required to see everything. So you can get to go and walk in a caravan, climb a Massey Ferguson tractor, go into the poultry shed, go and see the rams and pick the one with the biggest marble bag and the biggest horns and then hit Sideshow Alley and you're all done in a few hours and you've had a great day out.
Yeah, there is something for everyone. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your show memories. And the Narrogin show is on this weekend. It's run by the Narrogin Agricultural Society. Kicks off at 9 a.m. at Clayton Road Oval. Fireworks are at 7.
It might sound a little bit like this. All right, let's hope not. That's about all that I could say. Breakfast.